Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Nobody believes. Happy to come in your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters and anything that will separate man from God, because we know, and we want you to know, that God is still on the throne. We want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving, when others have given up and became weary and discouraged on account on certain conditions. And then there is multitudes of people in the valley of decision. We have fears without fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress, and in the midst of strain, the fact remains the same, and that fact is the fact that God is still moving. He's moving in me, and I hope And I trust that he is moving in you. In the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, I've been stirred on the inside that God is taking us through a process wherein we come to know him, our God, in a way we have never knew him before, wherein we come to understand him in a way we have never understood him before. For if we could climb into the mind of a psychotic being for the will of God for our lives, then we would no longer desire to kick against the bricks, but we would find ourselves in total submission to the will of God without fear. Yes, when we began to talk about total submission, the first reaction most folk have is a fearful one. That is because we see him as a powerful God. And if we're not acquainted with his character, then we will have difficulty in submitting to his will or releasing ourselves into his purpose. If you will, turn with me to Matthew chapter number 19. That's St. Matthew chapter number 19. Chapter number 9, verse 36 through 38. Matthew chapter 9. Verses 36 through 38. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. One more time. That's St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, the 36 through the 38th verse. And we find, these words recorded. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful." Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 says, "Seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and distracted like sheep without a shepherd." Verse 37 says, "Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.'" Verse 38 says, "Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into the hardest. Hey God, it is once again that God has allowed us to come to deliver a word from Him. And today, God, my phone is acting all kinds of ways, but nevertheless, we're going to lay hands on it right now. Today, I want to call your attention, if you will, to today's message. And today's message is look out over the field. Look out over the field. The 36th verse says, moved with compassion. The Jews esteemed the bowels to be seated to the seat of sympathy, and the tender passion, and so applied the organ to the sense. It signifies, if you will, to be moved with pity from the very innermost bowels. It is an empathetic word, signifying a vehement affection of a conversation by which the bowels and especially the heart is moved. Both this verb and the noun seem to be delivered from the whole intestinal canal. In the perspective motion of the vowel being drawn, affected, and agitated with the sight of a distressed or miserable object. Pity increases the motion of the vowel and produces, if you will, a produces an unconsiderable pain. To have the bowels move signifies to feel pity or compassion at seeing the misery of the Bible says they fainted. Instead of fainted, all the visions and the fathers read grief and probably signifies to pluck off the hair as persons do in extreme sorrow of distress. The margin says they were tired and lying down and were scattered abroad, thrown down, or all along they utterly rejected, were neglected as to the interests of their souls, and rejected by proud and disdained Pharisees, the people of this mob that knoweth not the law is accursed. And we find that John 7:49 thus excusable men spoke of the souls that God had made and of whom they should have been instructors. Those teachers in name have left their successors behind them, but as in the day of Christ, so now God has in his merciful rescue the flock out of the hands of those who only feed upon their flesh and clothe themselves with their wool. The days in which a man was obligated to give his properly to what was called the church for salvation of souls, Christ being left out of the question. I thank God nearly over and gone. Jesus is the true shepherd. Without him is nothing but fainting fatigue, vexation, the dispersion, all of that, we may be led out and in by him to find, if you will, pastures, a Christ had a look of sympathy with what he saw, and not reason for a mere duration, not a grounds for discouragement, but a call for pity. The condition of the people were scattered and shepherdless. But as we look in the Word of God, if we go to Psalms, the 23rd chapter, in the very first verse, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." This compassion enlisted for their succor, for the grace of the Father, his own prevailing intercession, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the service of his messengers, compassion for souls, the sight in which it presented themselves to our Lord Christ, moved with the sight of physical suffering, was a, if you will, spiritual disease. The number of sheep, the condition of those sheep, the reason of their condition, their health, they had no shepherd. The effect which this sight had upon our Lord, the fact that our Lord felt compassion when he saw the hurtful sight. Likewise, there is a feeling of a compassion. There will be no spiritual effort. As I stated earlier, that today's message is look out over the field. When you begin to look out over the field, you find a deprived, dispirited, sin-sick, dying world. But Jesus, being filled with compassion, pulled his people, said, "Come unto me, all you sheep will have a shepherd." For you see, sheep, as you look at sheep, sheep are dumb. They will eat and drink from most anywhere. Sheep have to find their food in the thorn and the thicket, in the rough edges, and that is the reason why they need a shepherd, for the shepherd only has them to drink from field waters. I hope you come back next week for part two of Lookout Over the Field. This is Minister Amos Joseph Collins saying, go with God, and God will go with you.
Now, you know what I want y'all to do? I want y'all to look at everybody just look at somebody beside you. Say, neighbor, I love you. Say, I know you might not know me, and I might not know you, but you know what the both of us need to do? Thank you.